And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations top court ordered Israel to immediately halt its military offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, but stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Although Israel is unlikely to comply with the order, it will ratchet up the pressure on the increasingly isolated country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged Egypt to do everything it can to make sure humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza as food and medicine bound for the strip piles up on the Egyptian side.
Combat activities around, near and around the gate, the environment we're bringing the assistance in is really challenged. And so we need to find a way to make sure that the assistance that would go through Rafah can get through safely.
Blinken told a hearing in the House of Representatives the Rafah crossing in southern Gaza remained closed after Israel's military seized it on May 7th. The prime ministers of Norway, Ireland, and Spain made a coordinated announcement. Their countries would formally recognize Palestinian statehood from May 28th, warning the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza had put the viability of a two-state solution at risk. Details from VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
The prime ministers of Norway, Ireland and Spain made a coordinated announcement Wednesday that their countries would formally recognize Palestinian statehood from May 28th. Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said this is an investment in the only solution that can bring lasting peace in the Middle East. It is a strong call to other countries to do the same as we are doing today. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has, as expected, announced an additional $275 million in military aid for Ukraine as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the Kharkiv region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement Friday, saying the package is part of the effort to help Ukraine repel Russia's assault near Kharkiv. This is the fifth installment of military aid for Ukraine since Congress passed a long-delayed foreign aid bill late last month and comes as the administration has pledged to keep weapons flowing regularly and to keep them to the front lines as quickly as possible. Package includes high-mobility artillery rocket systems, munitions, as well as 155-millimeter and 105-millimeter high-demand artillery rounds. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin resumed duty, AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin underwent a medical procedure at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and has now resumed duty after temporarily transferring power to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. Austin is continuing to deal with bladder issues that arose in December following treatment for prostate cancer. The Pentagon says the procedure was successful, elective, and minimally invasive, is not related to his cancer diagnosis, and has had no effect on his cancer prognosis. The Pentagon says changes to his official schedule are not anticipated, including his participation in Memorial Day events. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports prosecutors in a classified documents case against Donald Trump are pushing to curtail potentially threatening comments by the former president.
Federal prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against Donald Trump to bar the former president from public statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents participating in the prosecution. The request follows false claims earlier in the week by Trump. He said FBI agents who searched his home in August 2022 were authorized to shoot him and were locked and loaded, ready to take him out and put his family in danger. Prosecutors say agents operated under routine search policy, did not use force, and that the search was conducted in coordination with the Secret Service while he was away. Norman Hall, Washington.
More than 100 people are believed to have been killed in a landslide that buried a village in a remote mountainous part of Papua New Guinea. An emergency response is underway. The landslide hit about 3 a.m. Friday in an area about 370 miles northwest of the South Pacific Island Nation's capital of Moresby. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.